I'm Kyle Rice, awful test taker turned physical therapist and standardized test coach for over 5,000 physical therapists worldwide. It wasn't that long ago that I struggled with anxiety, lack of confidence, and the fear of failing the NPTE. Fast forward through the challenges, the 13 standardized test failures, and many lessons learned, and you'll see the life I have today, a life filled with love, financial freedom, and a dream job that allows me to change lives every single day. I created the NPTE Clinical Files podcast to give you simple, actionable strategies along with a step-by-step walkthrough of NPTE-based questions. All of this so that you can dominate your exam like I did and achieve your dream. So if you're a driven PT student who's looking to pass the NPTE and start creating a life you love, you're in the right place. Enjoy the show. For this week's clinical file, we have Jesse, and Jesse is a 12-year-old male patient who presents with an onset of groin pain. The patient has a BMI of 28 and a recent growth spurt. The physical therapist notes that the patient has a limp with external rotation of the affected leg during ambulation. Which of the following diagnoses is most likely? So we have A, leg cavperthes disease, B, slip capital femoral epiphysis, C, Osgood-Slaughter's disease, and D, septic arthritis. All right, let's go up to the top of this question and knock it out. I love these MSK ones, especially when it's differential diagnosis. I don't know about you, but we are going to crush this question. Before we do that, though, I just want to give a huge thanks to all of our new followers on our Instagram account. If you are not following it right now, trust me, you want to. We are doing cheat sheet reviews on there for the NPTE, quizzes that people are absolutely loving, and we're doing practice questions on there. All right. So if you need some quick review and you want to be able to do that on Instagram, follow us at the PT Hustle. All right. So our handle is the PT Hustle. Check it out. Follow us. I'm telling you, it is a game changer on there, and I love putting that content up. So join us over there. Cool. All right. Let's go ahead and jump into this question. And this is a longer one, so we're going to need to break it down piece by piece. Let's do this together. It says, Jesse is a 12-year-old male patient who presents with the onset of groin pain. Let me stop there really quick. I'm going to give you a little hint. When it comes down to studying for the NPTE, getting prepared for these questions, you got to make sure to pay attention to the demographic information when you're studying, because the NPTE will throw that information in. And these are the hidden clues that they're trying to give you to help you pick the right answer. So it says 12-year-old male. I'm looking at that and I'm like, all right, there's certain pathologies that are consistent with being a 12-year-old male patient, okay? And then it says presents with the onset of groin pain. Okay, again, not all pathologies, pediatric pathologies, have groin pain. So start thinking about that as we progress through the question. It says the patient has a BMI of 28 and a recent growth spurt. I'm telling you, and I tell my coaching program students all the time, you know, that we need to focus on these hidden clues that they're giving us. The BMI of 28 is letting us know that the patient is overweight. So yes, for the NPTE, we need to know the BMI scale, okay? And then also says a recent growth spurt. So let me ask you, are you familiar with any pediatric conditions where a risk factor is recent growth spurts? All right, so keep that in mind. We're going to use that in a bit, okay? It says the physical therapist notes that the patient has a limp with external rotation of the affected leg during ambulation. So much juice here. All right, I'm going to give you another hint. You might want to write this down in your notes. This is going to help you on the NPTE. Okay, a patient who presents with a limp that has external rotation of the affected leg, in most cases, the reason why the external rotation is there is because they're trying to get out of pain. That's typically a more position of relief, all right? So externally rotating that affected leg is really trying to take the stress off of the joint itself. And so we're really understanding here that there's something going on at that hip joint, all right? Keep that in mind. Now, it says, which of the following diagnoses is most likely? So at the end of the day, this question is saying, hey, I'm giving you signs and symptoms right now. This pediatric pathology is what I'm looking for.
which pathology matches with the signs and symptoms I gave you. That's what it is. All right. So for those of you on the podcast, let's take a look at these answer choices. We have A, leg calf Perthes disease. B, slip capital femoral epiphysis. C, Osgood-Slaughter's disease. And D is septic arthritis. All right, we're going to destroy this one. Let's start off at A. I see a lot of you selected this answer. So for those of you who are not familiar with leg calf Perthes disease, don't worry. All right, there's a lot of these pediatric conditions. So leg calf Perthes disease is going to be an avascular necrosis of the femoral head. What you really need to know is that the femoral head in this pediatric population loses its blood supply, and then it starts to go into that necrosis, okay, or death. So here's the thing. When I'm looking at the question, it says Jesse is a 12-year-old patient. A patient who is 12-year-old could have leg calf Perthes, but if I was taking the MPTE, I would expect to see an age group of somewhere around like 4 to 8, maybe. Of course, you can get them older. Of course, you can have a 12-year-old. But typically, I'm seeing it around that age group, that 4 to 8. That's what I would be expecting. So when they said 12-year-old male, I'm like, I don't know about that. Okay. Also, the patient being overweight, that BMI of 28 or the recent growth spurt, those aren't really associated with leg calf Perthes disease. Like, those aren't risk factors for that condition. And so I'm like, it's giving me information that doesn't make me jump out and say, yeah, that's leg calf Perthes. So I'm going to go ahead and put an X next to it for now. And I know some of y'all are like, but what? Let's look at some of the other answers and see if there's any better one. All right. So B is next. B says slip capital femoral epiphysis. Talk to me. Quite a few of you selected this answer. So this one is also known as a skiffy. Okay. This is another type of pathology that comes up a bit. Now, this is going to be where there's some type of damage to the growth plate, you know, of the femur. And it's where the femoral head moves, aka it slips in respect to the rest of the femur. So they call it a slippage of the femoral head. It's not a good thing. All right. It can be very, very painful. And here's the thing. It is associated with adolescence. All right. So I would expect to see the patient 12 to 15, a male. That all makes sense. Groin pain, yes. Now let me ask you, is a skiffy associated with being overweight? The answer to that is yes. Is it associated with a recent growth spurt or growth spurts, period? The answer to that is yes. Does a patient present with a limp, externally rotating the limb? Yes. So I'm looking at B and I'm like, I love this answer right now. It is checking off all of my boxes. Hold on a minute. One of my principles is I always look at every answer. Okay. So let's hold on to B for now. Let's take a look at C. C says Osgood-Slaughter's disease. Talk to me now. Talk to me. You might need to pause me and say this out loud. What is Osgood-Slaughter's disease? Okay. So Osgood-Slaughter's, well, first of all, does it affect the hip joint? Should be saying no. So automatically I can get rid of this answer. Osgood-Slaughter's is really affecting the knee. All right. Specifically that tibial tuberosity area. This typically happens because a person is going through some type of growth spurt. They're jumping a lot. They're doing some type of physical activity where the patellar tendon is really yanking on that tibial tuberosity area and causing inflammation. All right. So bottom line, this is a condition that affects what? The knee. All right. The tibial tuberosity area. That's not what the question's saying. It's giving us a 12-year-old male who has groin pain. So I'm going to go ahead and eliminate this answer. Not making sense. All right. Let's take a look at D. D says septic arthritis, people. Now, this type of answer I would select if things were very weird, like I couldn't make sense of any of the other answers. And then you would go with something like septic arthritis. But when I'm looking at this, I'm like, I don't really see any type of infection or any type of injury to the area. I also don't see a sudden onset. And that's what I would expect to see with a patient with septic arthritis. I don't see any of that. And so off the top, I'm like, you know what? I'm really not going to go with that answer because I really do have an answer that fits the best. And that is slipped capital femoral epiphysis, aka SCIFI. So that is the answer, B as in boy. Congratulations to those of you who got this one correct. Congratulations to those of you who learned something from this question right here. I'm telling you, this is one of the hot targets, all right, that the MPTE hits on is this pediatric pathology area, leg capperthes, slip capital femoral epiphysis. These are big musculoskeletal pathologies. I would say it's like cerebral palsy and Down syndrome for neuropediatric pathologies. It's like you got to know these, all right? So definitely spend some time here. This is huge. We went over a bit of the definitions of these, a little bit of the demographics and signs and symptoms that you would see with them as well. However, if you're somebody who's like, listen, I really need to learn these a bit better. I really need to see this, take a look at it, all of that. Guess what I did for you? I put together a beautiful cheat sheet that has a chart that runs through both of them. So it's something that you can whip out. You can study it in the clinic, study it while you're cooking them green beans or you're on the treadmill. You can take a look at it. Cool. So all you have to do inside of the show notes, I already have the link there that you can go to get the cheat sheet. So it's already in there. And for those of you who have not followed us on Instagram, I actually did a video on this, all right, last week. So you could check out the video and again, get some more repetitions. All you got to do is join us over at The PT Hustle on Instagram, all right? That's our handle, The PT Hustle on Instagram. We cannot wait to have you join us over there, okay? So whether you're on iTunes, Spotify, Ghana, Overbreak, wherever you're at in podcast land, go into the show notes, click the link in there, and you can get it. Hi, this is Kyle, and thanks for downloading the podcast. I always enjoy spending this time with you, and I hope that you leave today feeling motivated and with a better understanding. Make sure to subscribe to get new mock NPTE questions each week. I deeply appreciate your support. It helps keep this mission going. And as I always say, keep learning, stay committed. I'll see you next time.